Hi, basketball fans, Jerry V, and welcome to the audio version of Weak Side Eyes. This is part two. Today I present it in the form of a letter to Mr. Gordon, Mr. Holiday, and to Mr. Evans. And gentlemen, welcome to the new season. Gentlemen, we're going to make a requirement of you this year, and we are asking you to understand when to pass and when to shoot, when to sacrifice a shot for someone else that has a better shot, and when to understand that you've experienced injury situations, so your physical toughness is going to be tested. And we're also going to be observing to see whether or not you are buying into the total team concept just in case your role might change and one of you might be asked to play coming off the bench. I say that because I hope you totally comprehend the value of bench personnel, because you don't even get close or dream about even attempting to reach out one day to an NBA title unless you are nine deep with quality players. And you don't win in the NBA consistently unless you have bench personnel. You say, why are you hammering home the bench angle? Well, because one of you may be asked to come off the bench so Coach Monty Williams can couple some of you together to provide the firepower required off the bench. So we are looking to see that. Also looking for a tenacity from the guards this year, a toughness, a feistiness. One can say they're tough, but showing that grit in overall competition. Also, since the ball is in the hands of the guards more than anybody else, is the leadership going to come from one of you? And by leadership, I mean being a role model, not necessarily with statistics, but from displaying proper attitude. This team will go as far as the guards go. Oh, I know Anthony Davis is a member of this club and the tremendous talent that he is. But if the guards do not perform, and I pick out you three individually because you are the most talented guard trio, and it's up to you to pass this along to your teammates. And by say passing along, I mean set it by example on how you perform on the court. Your day in and day out intensity, your execution, and your willingness to sacrifice moments for the betterment of the team and on some nights for another individual. I look forward to this season. But unless the three of you perform at the highest possible level, playoffs will be nothing but something that you write in the sand. And you know what happens to when you write it in the sand when the water washes to shore, right? It disappears. Don't let the water wash to shore. I'm Jerry V for Bourbon Street Shots, where you can't hide from my weak side eyes.